coming up on All Access.
It's time to come back and get a win today, fellas.
Pocket hold, throws to Crockett, across the middle, breaks it down, across the 30, left sideline 20. What a fitting way for Tom Brady to reach 50,000 yards passing in his career.
Way to go. That was awesome. What a win. We need that.
All right, look, we're certainly not big on individual stats around here, but 50,000 yards, Tom.
Our coaches made a point of emphasis in practice during the week that we had to be more physical up front and run the ball and, you know, play big boy football. And we really did. We ran the ball well, and that's what we tried to do.
Patriot Style Lounge is a place where women of all shapes, sizes, ethnicities, all about diversity, can come and find gear to show their fan style.
I think that they're a young team that's continuing to gain confidence, grow, get better. A lot to get ready for.
Now that was more like it. It was a passionate Patriots team that pounded the Bengals on Sunday night. Hello and welcome to Patriots All Access, presented by GEICO. I'm Steve Burton. With the victory, New England is now tied for first place in the AFC East, which sets up nicely this week's divisional showdown up in Buffalo when they take on the Bills. We got a lot to talk about, but we begin with a look back at the sights and sounds from the win over Cincinnati, including an emotional post-game locker room.
The sounds of the game are brought to you by Bose, the official sound of the New England Patriots.
Let's go, baby.
Four on three. One, two, three. Four.
Brady on a deep drop, pumps right, throws down the middle, open the receiver, right, has it at the 25. Eventually brought down inside the 15. Brady gives to Ridley, up the middle, into the end zone. Touchdown.
Who did? Way to go, Coos! Start 12!
That's the way to come out firing, fellas! That's the way to come out firing!
Pocket holds, throws to Kronk, across the middle, breaks it down, across the 30, left sideline 20, Gronkowski takes the spill!
Then he throws the ball!
What a fitting way for Tom Brady to reach 50,000 yards passing in his career! Brady with a playmaker, Ridley, throws down the middle, catches made by White! Trouble again! Touchdown!
Wake up, baby! Good boy, guys! It's good work up front!
Way to go, Beast Mode!
Throw down the middle, and Green makes the grab in front of Revis, and then the ball's come Jeffrey, picked up by Jamie Collins, who's upended, and the ball is picked up by Denner! Throws down the middle for Gronk at the 5. Out of a tackle, into the end zone, on his feet.
87 is back.
Brady's back, baby.
And the Patriots answer their call. Thrashes Cincinnati by a 43-17 final.
It's crap. Got some energy out there today, baby.
That was cool. Way to go. That was awesome. What a win. We needed that.
All right, fellas, that was a good job tonight. That was really a good job on so many levels. All right, look, we're certainly not big on individual stats around here, but 50,000 yards, Tom.
Yeah!
Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time now to talk to the coach. Coach Belichick joins me. Coach, congratulations on the win. And I know you preach about fast starts. Here you finally get one in week five. What's the key to it? What's the key to a fast start?
I wish I knew. Whatever it is, hope we can do it again this week. But it was good to play from ahead and good to get on top early in the game. The fans were into the game. It was a great crowd, so it was good. It was a really good night.
So it does matter to the team when you feel that electricity from the outside. I mean, you know, being an Arrowhead the week before, you see what it does for them. And your team obviously play with a ton of emotion. It's not like you say, hey, give me 18 ounces of emotion and you kind of mix it up. It's pretty much up to the team to generate that, fair to say?
Right, but it's a lot easier to generate when you're making plays. And we were making them in all three phases of the game, and I thought we played a good complementary game. That each of the units kind of fed off the other one, and so it was a good team victory. Everybody was contributing. Every unit was making positive, productive plays. So it was a good situation.
Let's talk about your running game. You don't have a play action pass if you don't have a running game. They kind of complement each other. You know, the running backs, the offensive line. It just seems, you know, things were cohesive. You know, when you look at the plays, yet you had, you know, you rushed the ball for over 200 yards. Yet there were 11 plays of 1 yard or less. Fair to say that you just kept going with it, sticking with the run, and that's why you end up with the product?
Yeah, and of course, you know, we're in control of the score, so that made it a lot easier to keep calling those runs. But you're right, there were a lot of running plays that weren't very good, and then we broke a couple good ones. I mean, Ridd had a 40-yarder down the sideline there. So, you know, we had a few plays that helped balance that number out and got our average up a little bit. But, you know, anytime you have that kind of a lead and you're in control of the game, it's a lot easier to call those runs. If it doesn't work, come back and call another one where when you're on the other side of it, it's hard to have that same kind of patience.
All right, thanks a lot, Coach. Coach will rejoin us later in the show as we talk about the big divisional game with the Buffalo Bills.
Coming up on All Access.
We'll hear from Patriots running back Stephen Ridley.
We're turning our attention to Buffalo, and we know that they're going to play us tough. They've got a solid front, they've got some solid backers, and they've got a solid secondary.
And later, Coach Belichick previews a hungry Buffalo team on the Belistrator.
You can see Mario's got a lot of acceleration there. Once he clears that tackle, two steps, and he blows the quarterback up.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments, a proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence through new ways of thinking. And by Gillette FlexBall, the official shave of the New England Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots. Patriots All Access is brought to you by GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
In the history of the NFL, no owner and head coach have enjoyed as much success together as Robert Kraft and Bill Belichick. But 15 seasons ago, the decision to make Bill Belichick the 14th coach in Patriots history was heavily debated.
They knew what they had in Bill Belichick, and they were not going to allow the situation in New York, nor the public, they weren't going to let them get in the way of a decision they thought could make this a better organization. And let's face it, they were right.
I wanted to be late so you'd have somebody to yell at.
But Kraft knew that Belichick was a coaching catalyst who helped the Patriots reach the Super Bowl in his one season with the team in 1996 and shared a team-building philosophy.
He related well to me in the qualities that were most important for a head coach in the NFL.
Critics pointed to Belichick's overall record in Cleveland, but Kraft saw a coach who had rebuilt the Browns and knocked the Patriots out of the playoffs in 1994. Then in 1995, the Browns' season was torpedoed when the franchise announced it was moving to Baltimore. So when Robert Kraft needed a new head coach in 2000, his first choice was under contract to a rival. It would cost Kraft a first-round draft pick. It was a high price, but Kraft was not to be denied. He paid the bill. And Belichick would never become the HC of the NYJ.
You know, certain things in my life, when I decide it's what I really want, I don't let anything deter me.
While the Jets wound up getting a first-round draft choice, the Patriots wound up making history.
I'm thrilled to be part of this organization and to be able to have the opportunity to lead this team.
The Patriots under the Kraft Belichick Union have rewritten the record books. The most consecutive regular season victories, the most consecutive playoff victories, and the only owner and coach tandem to win 3 Super Bowls in 4 years. When it came to finding a head coach, Robert Kraft ignored the critics and trusted his instincts. He paid the bill to get his coach, and Bill Belichick has been delivering dividends ever since. That's crafting a legacy.
A reminder again, we are celebrating all season long 2 decades of ownership by the Kraft family. So some nice history lessons for Patriots fans. If past history is any indication, the Bills and their fans will be ready for New England. Dan Roach tells us the Patriots will be ready too.
One more snap, he takes the knee, and the Patriots can celebrate. After a week of harsh criticism following their Monday night nightmare in Kansas City, Tom Brady and company responded with an emotional victory over the 3-0 Bengals Sunday night.
Touchdown, Patriots!
Guess who's back?
The 3-2 Patriots now take their talents to Buffalo Sunday afternoon, and you have to wonder if there's potential for a letdown.
We got to prove that we can do it every week, not just come out here after a tough loss and have a bounce back win. We got to continue to win games. We got to start putting these games together back to back.
The Pats spent the week getting ready for what should be a rowdy Buffalo atmosphere, especially with first place in the AFC East up for grabs.
They'll be pretty fired up. It'll be a great challenge for us, certainly, to go on the road in a tough place to play. Try to go out there and get a tough win.
Got to bring on energy. Definitely, it's going to be a lot of energy out there. Hostile environment, I believe, is the first game. We know under their new ownership, so I'm sure it'll, you know, be a great crowd, very energetic, and so we just have to, you know, stick together.
Abdullah has a pick 6. The last time the Pats hit the road, they walked into a firestorm at Arrowhead Stadium and got routed by the Chiefs.
A very similar atmosphere that it's going to kind of be in Buffalo, and we got to take that, learn from it, and obviously, have a better showing than we had down there.
Interesting stat left over from last week's win over Cincinnati. How about the trio of Tom Brady, Rob Gronkowski, and Stephen Ridley have now produced 3 games with a 300-yard passer, a 100-yard receiver, and a 100-yard rusher. That's second most in NFL history. From the CBS scene in Foxborough for Patriots All Access, I'm Dan Roach.
All right, Roachie, thank you very much for joining me now. It's Patriots running back Stephen Ridley coming off a excellent performance.
Appreciate that.
Just last game. And you had a bunch of carries that game, about 27 carries. That's the most you've ever carried in the game?
Nice little workload, man. I'd have to say the coaches came to me, relied on me early and late, stuck with me, showed a lot of confidence, even though a lot of the runs were, yard or 2 here and there. But that's what we needed to do to win the game, and that's how they felt that we played that team best. So that's what we went with, is the run game.
Yeah, the run game, and run game combined for over 200 yards rushing. That's you'll take that all day long, right? Did you know going in that was going to be, a strong part of the offense?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Especially coming off the KC week, and how we went down and played that game. And our coaches made a point of emphasis in practice during the week that we had to be more physical up front and run the ball and, play big boy football. So that's really what we wanted to do. And it was just a great feeling to go out there and execute, not to just have it in the game plan, but to go out there and execute and the team, come together. And we really did. We ran the ball well. And that's what we tried to do. So it's a great feeling.
You got to go to another hostile environment up in Buffalo.
Yeah.
What can you take from Kansas City that you can learn going up to Buffalo?
They're coming out energized. They're coming out ready to play. And old teammate of ours is going to be sitting in the middle. He's going to be fired up and have the defense ready to go. So,
Mr. Spikes,
man. I actually talked to him earlier in the week, and
you
I told
did?
Him.
Yeah. Does he talk trash?
He talks trash on Twitter. On Twitter, he's a tough guy. But Spikes is really funny, man.
Is he funny?
He really is. He's a funny guy. And somebody I have a relationship with off the field, and it was just funny to hear him. He talked about he watched that game with us in KC. And he said, I probably hadn't been beat that bad since I came to visit him in the swamp in college. So I said, you're already starting, man. It's kind of funny. But we're turning our attention to Buffalo, and we know that they're going to play us tough. They've got a solid front. They've got some solid backers, and they've got a solid secondary. And I think the numbers really show this far in the season what their defense and the production that they've had. So we're going to have to play solid football. Just like every other week in the NFL, we got to go up there and play, and Buffalo isn't going to hand it to us. So we're excited about it. It's a challenge.
What's the confidence like with this football team right now? A week ago, it was like everybody was jumping, not the players themselves, but, fans around here. And
went over to the ledge and was ready to jump. But what's the confidence like with this football team?
I think we're gaining confidence, man. I really believe that, and I think we're moving in the right direction. Now, that's not to say that the work is done, but it's a lot better taste in our mouth this week versus last week. Mm-hmm. So I think the big thing and the big picture for us was coming together, making a step in the right direction, and improving, and then also learning to believe in our teammates, believing in each other. And once we get that trust factor going, I think we're going to be, you know, a problem to stop. So we just got to keep building on what we did this week and making the improvements, and we'll be okay going forward.
Good luck to you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Stephen Ridley, I guess we'll be back with more Patriots All Access right after this.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Congratulations to head coach Craig Turner of Mystic Valley High School. He's our high school coach of the week after Mystic Valley's 47-28 win over St. John's Prep, which moved their record to a perfect 4-0 on the year.
All the best. Congratulations.
Thank you. Presenting the award is Patriots Hall of Fame linebacker Andre Tippett. The Patriots Charitable Foundation will donate $1,000 to the Mystic Valley High School football program in the name of Coach Turner.
One, two, three.
Hi, everybody. I'm Christian Fourier. Welcome to this week's edition of the SPLI Point Counterpoint Debate. All right, we won. Yay. So here you go. Should the offensive line that started last week remain intact moving forward?
This current offensive line went up against one of the best defensive fronts in the NFL last week, and as we all know, they did well. Let's keep it the way it is, barring any disaster. Next summer, we'll open up additions again.
Sorry, Fred. Ignore the Bengals' resume. They're not a very good run defense this year. Now let's look at Ryan Wendell. He's a career center, successfully here, but playing guard is different. Not big enough, not stout enough. And don't just believe me. Bill Belichick tried everybody else at guard before he got to Wendell. He thought Devy was better, Cannon was better, because guess what? Wendell's not a guard.
All right, sure. There are a couple areas where maybe you could upgrade a little bit, but I'm going to say leave everything exactly the way it is. That's the best that unit's played all season. And the most important thing for an offensive line is continuity. They have it right now. All right, I'm Christian Fourier with this week's edition of the SBLI Point Counterpoint Debate.
For the most compelling Patriots talk in season, listen to Patriots Football Weekly in Progress every Tuesday through Thursday from noon to 2 p.m.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. The coach rejoins me now. Coach, let's talk about Buffalo. All right, here we are. It's still early in the season. We know that we're five games into it, yet it's the Buffalo Bills. It's a divisional opponent. How different are they from last year to this year?
Well, it looks like they've certainly made a lot of progress with their program. I mean, Coach Marone's in the second year, and I think you can see the progress that they've made. They've changed their defensive coordinator with Pettine going to the Browns and Jim Schwartz coming in, so the scheme's a little bit different. A lot of the same players. Added Watkins on offense and playing a couple rookies on the offensive line, but and obviously Orton out quarterback is a change for them. But I think that they're a young team that's continuing to gain confidence, grow, get better, and they're very physical on defense, done a good job in the running game, rushing a quarterback, and haven't given up a lot of points, and play well in a kicking game and have a very good running game offensively with some explosive guys at the receiver position. So, a lot to get ready for.
How much is the experience of a team that maybe you have some young guys on playing in Arrowhead carries over to playing in Buffalo?
Well, I hope we can play a lot better in Buffalo.
That's a good answer right there. All right, Kyle Orton, when you face a guy that hasn't played football in a while, do you look at last week's game and try and anticipate what they may do, or do you get out some of the old footage, whether he was in Chicago or whether he was out in Denver, and take a look at what he did well or maybe not so well then?
Our expectations are to see what we saw against Detroit, but probably with an expanded package now that he's got another week under his belt and another opportunity to work with the receivers and for them to expand the playbook a little bit. So I'm sure that we'll We'll see some elements of what we saw, have already seen, but also I would expect it to expand a little bit.
All right, I know you're not on Twitter, but it's time now for the Ace Ticket Twitter question of the week, and it comes from @JanetM. Let's talk about external noise. You talk about ignoring it a lot, whether it's one week where the sky's falling or when you guys are playing well and you're the greatest team on earth. How do you coach your team up to ignore all the external factors?
Just try to be direct about it and tell them that it's really, you know, good or bad. It doesn't really mean anything. The only thing that means anything is how we prepare and then how we play in the opportunities that we have. So we try to make the most of our opportunities, and whatever anybody else says or doesn't say really doesn't affect too much what the outcome is going to be. We control that, and that's what we have to focus on.
All right, Coach, good stuff. If you want to ask the coach a question, you got to follow the team on Twitter, @Patriots, hashtag it, AskBB. Fellas Trader later, they got a lot of weapons. What are we going to look at?
We'll see them all. Yeah, they got a lot of guys that can offensively and defensively, a lot of guys that are a problem.
Seems like we're sitting here every week in Buffalo, you know, each year, and it's going to be something with Freddie Jackson. I'm sure he'll be involved in it.
Yeah, I'm sure he will, too. We can't do it without Freddie Jackson.
All right, good stuff, Coach. Stay right there. More Patriots All Access back after this. And then later in the show, we got the Bellas Trader.
Coming up on All Access.
We'll introduce you to one of the NFL's newest initiatives.
I always think if you're going to buy something, you don't want to look good. You want to look better. So it's all about finding the pieces that are going to make you look better than you usually look on game day.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. And by Ace Ticket, the official fan travel partner of the Patriots. For information, call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com.
Team sport. I didn't play as a kid. You know, I started playing like 8th, 9th grade. So when I did start, you know, it was like, you know, you had responsibilities. I mean, you know, I'm not my own self right now. I'm not doing anything just for me. You know, I'm doing it for my team as well. So, you know, that's the main thing. You know, you're doing it for other players. You're not just doing it for yourself.
Dropped to the backside by Jamie Collins. Pass broken up on a jarring hit. And he's hit behind the line by Jamie Collins.
Turning this into a career is like, it was a dream come true. I mean, I never thought that I'd have the chance. I mean, even though my coach told me this my sophomore year, I still never thought that I had a chance.
Jamie Collins with a heavy hit. Luck fires down the middle. Ball picked off by Jamie Collins.
Just wanted like people to know that this guy is going to work hard. He's going to do what he has to do. He's going to get his job done, you know, no matter what. No negative, you know, he's going to have fun regardless. Like, and I'm the type of person, you know, I like to have fun, especially during the hard times. You know, if you're not smiling and having fun, you know, then it's, you know, you're not going to make it. That's the way I look at things. That's how I get through a lot of things. I smile, I laugh at it, you know, and I try to have fun while doing it. Even though it's hard, I try to make it fun, you know, so it can be easy to get through.
This player profile is brought to you by Pepsi. Pepsi and the New England Patriots, a wicked good team.
It's no longer one size fits all for fans. The NFL and its partners have developed the Style Lounge, and it gives female fans the option to show their team spirit with a feminine twist.
This is all about NFL couture. Style Lounge is a place where women of all shapes, sizes, ethnicities, all about diversity, can come and find gear to show their fan style. I am taking Paige Ninkovich shopping, and we are going to see what we can find to get her some team spirit. This is one of my favorite pieces over here. We have the knit sweater with the Patriots logo. We got our mascot right here.
Perfect.
47 brand. This is funny. You can wear this all season. A lot of the wives of the owners came to us and really helped get behind this idea, and this is our 5th anniversary. We just celebrated our 5th anniversary of the women's campaign.
people tend to think, oh, only men like football, but it's really interesting when I sit down with all the editors of the top magazines from around the country. We have our sit downs and we show them the product, and it's so interesting to find who's really a football fan. You think fashion girls aren't going to love football, but most of them grew up loving football, so they have their team and then their boyfriend or their husband has a team. I think it's something that there's a lot of closeted female football fans out there, and we're just helping them dress a little better. Are you taking notes? So we have knits, we have sportswear inspired styles. What should we look at next? Come on.
I think as a woman, sometimes it's hard to figure out what do you wear. You want to support your team, you want to support your player, but you still want to look like a woman at the same time. This really helps to make that happen.
We add a lot of feminine features to things, like we do V-necks, scoop necks, crew necks, sleeve stripes can be feminine. We try not to make just like a pink version of men's or purple or add sparkles or sequins. We try to make it feminine, but very lifestyle and wearable.
What's great about this piece is that maybe this girl already has her alt team jersey for Tom. It is super fast. You will see platinum integrated in the sideline in the men's stuff. So this is your way to do a super feminine version.
Guys, they pick up a t-shirt, they go. Women want to know, well, how can I put this in my wardrobe? How can I wear this to the office? How can I wear this to a night on the town? A lot of what we did in our ad campaign this season, which you can see in all the major magazines, is really showing how you can wear NFL style, whether it's casual Friday or going to an event. You know, it could be a black tie gala. This is the keeper. One more trend. All about the quilting and the down vest. You don't even have to come here to shop. You can go right online and shop with me, but you've already got your stylist tip.
I'm good to go for the season.
Excellent.
You know, I see this stuff, and I'm excited to make it come to life on the models and create the whole outfit. You know, a shirt will come in for the new season, and I'm like, oh, I can't wait to put this all together and make the best outfit and that hopefully everybody will love.
I always think if you're going to buy something, you don't want to look good. You want to look better. So it's all about finding the pieces that are going to make you look better than you usually look on game day.
Time now for Turf, brought to you by Gillette. It's 4-8 Zoe. Bills Mafia, it's Bills week. I'll tell you what, they got two backs in C.J. Spiller and Freddie Jackson.
Yep.
Freddie Jackson is one of the greatest singers of all time.
You like him, huh?
But I like Freddie Jackson, a football player, because he runs for touchdowns. But okay. How do they do it? They do it with misdirection.
Yes, and let's just say you're the quarterback. You're Uncle Rico, right?
I'm Uncle Rico from Napoleon Dynamite. I got the mustache and everything.
All right, so I'm Robert Woods. I'm Sammy Watkins from the What's Going Down episode of That's Your Mama. So here I come in motion, right? Here you come. No fake, no ball. Right here comes C.J. Spiller.
C.J. Spiller, right here. He's coming underneath. And when we talk about misdirection, right there, Christian went that way. He's Woods. So Flo's going this way to worry about the reverse, that jet sweep. So everything's this action off the jet sweep. So I'm going to be the offensive guy.
Yeah, we'll show you how to stop it now because the receiver's obviously going to be a lot faster than that. Watch that ball behind you, too.
Yeah, we're good.
All right, so if you're Rob Ninkovich or Chandler Jones, you're in a two-point stance, you're in a three-point stance. What you can't do is when you engage, you can't get pushed down inside.
Push him down inside.
As soon as you lose that edge, you're in big trouble.
I'm bigger and I'm stronger, so I can push him inside.
What you really want to do is you engage him, keep a hand in. Here's his outhand. This outside hand has got to be free.
Because
if he does go, then you're free to grab him, right? You just go right down the line of scrimmage, keep that hand free, push him out of bounds, or knock him out.
That's how you kind of get a holding call, too, because that's the next thing you know, if you're the more athletic guy, if I'm a guy and I'm going to try and hold you, so that's the way the Patriot defenders could fight that.
Yes.
So since I am Uncle Rico and you're Napoleon, give me the ball.
Come on, give me the ball.
Hey, Napoleon, where am I going to go? Where am I going?
Thanks, guys. The Patriots are on the road again this week for an AFC East showdown in Buffalo this Sunday. I'm Jackie Britton, and here are the storylines this week.
Bills defensive coordinator Jim Schwartz has helped turn things around in Buffalo, improving their defense, making them the second best at stopping the run. So a tough test lies ahead for Stephen Ridley and company. And speaking of running the ball, the Bills have one of the best duos in the NFL with C.J. Spiller and Fred Jackson. Can Jerod Mayo and the rest of the Patriots defense slow down their momentum? And rookie wide receiver Sammy Watkins has certainly made his presence known in the NFL. He's among the top leading wide receivers on third down. So the question is, will we see another one-on-one matchup with Darrell Revis? That will do it for the storylines. Now let's get to our opponent news brought to you by Geico.
The opponent news is brought to you by Geico.
First place in the AFC East is at stake on Sunday when the Bills host the Patriots.
It's a great challenge for us. Everyone knows what's gone on in the past. I'm not going to bring that up. And, you know, we talk to our players. We got to go out there and we got to play extremely well. They're an outstanding football team. They're coached well. We know what we have to play extremely well.
Now it's time to send things over to Scott Zolak, who's with Coach Belichick. It's time for the Belistrator.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time now for the Belistrator. Coach joins me again. And Coach, Buffalo, they got an active front seven. What do we got here on the defensive line?
Well, a lot of guys to block here. The two ends, Mario Williams over here with 3.5 sacks and Jerry Hughes with 3 sacks. That's 6.5 outside. And then we have Darius inside and Kyle Williams inside. That's another 6. So they lead the league in sacks, and they're well-balanced across the board. There's a good look at probably what we're going to be blocking most of the day.
That's about as wide as you can get out here, too.
They get those ends out there wide, and that gives the opportunity here for these tackles to penetrate, or in this case for Williams to come up and then counter and come back inside. You can see Mario's got a lot of acceleration there once he clears that tackle. Two steps, and he blows the quarterback up.
Big leverage game with him being a big guy, too.
Absolutely. So another look at it from the offensive side. Darius, 3 sacks against the Lions last week. Again, good inside move, splits the pocket. Again, real good pass rush lanes here. You can see they've got everything filled up pretty good. Darius is able to power his way through the center rail and get inside the guard. So, we're going to have to deal with that in the middle of the pocket.
Schwartz being there from Detroit, is a lot of the Detroit schemes, or have they kept it?
Detroit and Tennessee, okay. Same thing he did at Tennessee.
All right.
And Jerry Hughes, I mean, he's really, come on in the last couple of years. Good speed to power rush here. Strip, knocks the quarterback down, finishes the play. So, again, their pass rush is going to be a big challenge for us. On the offensive line, receivers got to get open quickly, and we can't hold on to the ball. So we're going to have to do a good job. It'll be a big challenge for our offensive line.
All right, looks like offense here.
Right, so this is Spiller. And, again, one of the plays they like to run is a play where they flash across the line of scrimmage with a tight end, Chandler. In this case, they're also faking a reverse, similar to the play that we saw against Kansas City a couple weeks ago. So there's that misdirection action, and really causes the Dolphins here to over-pursue the play, get caught, and Spiller's able to hit it here for break a tackle there. Breaks Grimes' tackle out in midfield, for a big 40-yard gain.
A big week for your show offense, prepping your defense, getting ready with all the misdirection, reading keys and everything.
Absolutely. Here's the same play from the end zone. You can kind of see how, the Dolphins got 3 guys playing the reverse, actually 4. They have 4 guys, coming across the field on the reverse, and then, Spiller just comes in here and hits it. So we're going to have to really be disciplined, do a good job of defeating the blockers, and obviously do a good job of tackling these runners. Jackson and Spiller make a lot of yards on their own.
All right, is this Freddie Jackson here?
Yes, this is Jackson against the Bears. Again, same type of play. Here comes Chandler back across on the flash block, handing the ball this way, kind of crossing action. And once again, the Bears get pulled out of position with that crossing action. You can see the natural hole that ends up there. Jackson's through it. And then, again, this guy's really a tough football player. You can see him on Condi here just manhandling him.
Oh, he's probably about, 17th, 18th year for Freddie Jackson.
It seems like it.
seems like that guy's been here forever.
Yeah, it really does. And, of course, Sammy Watkins, rookie receiver, really been a big target for him. Big, fast, explosive playmaker. Here's the 3rd-and-5 play, and comes down, hits that in cut. Again, he'd go up and take the ball up there high. You know, really catches the ball well, and it's hard for the defenders to get because of his big frame. Does an excellent job, and he's fast. He's a good football player. It's another weapon they have offensively.
All right, Coach, great stuff. Big divisional game. Go get him.
All right, thanks, though.
Good luck on Sunday. There's your Bell Strader. More of All Access back right after this.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments. Putnam, new ways of thinking for financial advisors, their clients, and institutions worldwide. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots. And by Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. Patriots All Access is brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access, everyone. Panel discussion time with Mike Reese and Paul Perillo in our Bob's Discount Furniture Studios. And, you know, I asked last week if this team had fight. Did this team had fight? And did that win over Cincinnati prove that this team had fight?
Well, it certainly showed what they're capable of. And, I think we all had some questions the way the first month had gone. But absolutely, they showed up with a lot of emotion, a lot of intensity. A Sunday night game with a lot of people watching, a lot of people questioning. They came through with flying colors. They absolutely showed what they're capable of.
Yeah, I thought they showed a lot of fight. To me, you get 16 regular season games, and each one counts the same. Yep. But sometimes there's one game or two on the schedule that mean a little bit more based on the situation your team has been put in. I thought that was one of them for the Patriots, and I thought they aced the test.
If you look at the Patriots now as a whole, we all discussed the problems that they had, the issues that they had. Have they fixed those issues, especially with the offensive line? Now, it's only one game.
Right. And that's what I want to, that's what I got to keep in mind here. It was just one game. They've played five, and they've had, a lot of troubles up front in at least three of them, parts or four of them. They were very good Sunday night. Hopefully, they'll settle on five guys up front with that offensive line. They'll move forward with that group. But I want to see a little bit more before I just assume everything is fixed.
Yeah, I actually saw quite a few issues when I reviewed the game that surprised me, and it's the type of thing that if they lost, I think we'd be talking about them a lot more. Specifically, Tom Brady's accuracy. You know, it had been my stance that through the first four games of the season, it was hard to evaluate Tom because he didn't have a lot of protection in those games. I thought he had better protection in this game, and some of his throws actually concerned me where I said, wow, I haven't seen him miss like that too often. So that's one of a few, but that was the one that stood out to me at the top of the list.
There's been a lot of smoke about Tom Brady these first four games coming in. And now here's the question I have. Have we seen, or is this the last time we will see Tom Brady in a – do I even dare ask this? 11 games to go. Are these the last 11 games of Tom Brady in a Patriot uniform?
I just can't bring myself to think
in those
terms.
I can't even bring myself to ask it, but I have to ask.
And listen, is it part of me, it's the emotional part of watching this team and rooting for the Patriots my whole life and seeing a guy like Tom Brady. Why would you ever have him leave before he is good and ready to leave? That's the emotional part. You know, the reporter part, the professional part that Mike and I try to do, I still don't think that we're seeing the last 11 games. I just think there's too much football left to be played. I agree with Michael in terms of the way he played last week. I thought the first quarter he was outstanding. The last three quarters was sort of a continuation of what we had seen in the first 4 weeks. Some good plays and some not so good plays. I don't think he's done yet. I still think he has some good football left to be played. I don't think this is it for him.
Well, I know he's not done yet. I think the question is, would he be done here? Right. And I try to play the hypothetical through, and I don't think he's done here. But let's just say you see him regress a little bit, and mm-hmm. you see his backup rise up a little bit. You get to the situation where you're in the offseason and you're the Patriots, and you say, we might have an asset here in Tom Brady that could garner us something very, very significant. Do we consider it? I'm not saying they're doing it. I want to make that clear. But I'm just talking about a scenario that could unfold. Do I think they would do it, Steve? No. But I think to bury our heads in the sand and say, no, that'll never happen. I mean, we've seen it over the years. That would be the biggest one. But I think you at least have to acknowledge that there is a history here that big players have been sent.
All right, now it's time for you guys to make your statements. Prediction time. Here we go.
I think Buffalo's going to win the game on Sunday, and I think that part of the reason is the emotion that Mike is talking about. I think it's really tough. I think the more desperate team won last Sunday. I think the Cincinnati Bengals are a very good football team, and the Patriots made them look silly. I think they were the more desperate team at home playing with all that emotion. I think Buffalo is going to be the team playing with the emotion. I think they pull off an upset, 27-23.
And it will be a lot of energy in the stadium. New ownership, their first game, actually reminds me a lot of Robert Kraft when he first bought the team here. Would the Patriots move? You know, would the Bills move? They're staying in Western New York.
Where's
we
the
know
but?
What that team means. That, well, the but is that I think the Patriots are better. And I think
I
that
too.
I think that offensively the Bills are challenged with limitations at the quarterback position. So I'll go Patriots 24, Bills 20.
All right, guys. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Steve.
Great job as usual.
You're way over there.
I am. That will do it for this week's edition of Patriots All Access. For Mike Reese and Paul Perillo, I'm Steve Burton. Have a great week, everyone. See you later.